Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States strongly condemns the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and the attack on First Lady Martine Moïse. President Joe Biden called the action by armed men who raided the Haitian president's home in the early hours of July 7th heinous, and he pledged that the United States stands ready to assist as we continue to work for a safe and secure Haiti. Haiti has been plagued by natural disasters, violence, corruption, and political instability for decades. Following President Moïse's assassination, State Department spokesperson Ned Price declared at a press briefing, "Those who seek to accomplish their political goals through violence and by subverting the rule of law will not succeed in thwarting the Haitian people and their desire for a better future. We urge Haitian authorities to bring those responsible to justice," he said. The United States calls on all political parties, civil society groups, and stakeholders to echo what we've heard from Acting Prime Minister Claude Joseph's call for calm and to work together in the wake of this tragedy to ensure peace and democratic governance. Spokesperson Price emphasized that the partnership between the United States and the Haitian people and their elected government will continue. He noted that in January 2021, the United States announced more than $75 million in fiscal year 20 funds. This development and global health assistance aims to promote economic growth, job creation, and agricultural development, provide basic health care and education services, and improve the effectiveness of government. He said the United States is prepared to receive additional requests for assistance from Haitian authorities in the wake of President Moïse's death. Asked whether the elections, which were to take place later this year, should go forward, spokesperson Price was clear. "It is still the view of the United States that elections this year should proceed. We know that free and fair elections are the democratic path towards ending Haiti's irregular and prolonged rule by decree and restoring its parliament, which as of now has lapsed. Free and fair presidential elections will facilitate a peaceful transfer of power to a newly elected president as well. Preserving Haiti's democratic institutions," said spokesperson Price, "is the key to restoring peace."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.